and thanks for joining us at the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Holly Bolin. She's from Boston, Massachusetts.
After my husband completed his service in the United States Army, we moved to another state for graduate school. We had little in the way of financial resources. After paying our bills, we only had $40 left. I didn't have a job yet, and financial assistance from the GI Bill that would help pay for my husband's schooling wouldn't kick in for many weeks. As students of Christian Science, we were used to turning to God to show us the way forward when challenges arose. Spirit is a Bible-based name for God. Spirit, by its very nature, is infinite and unlimited. Spirit imparts ideas to each of us. This imparting can't be measured materially. It can't be impeded or cut off due to circumstances. It is constant and dependable. Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, explains in one of her articles how Spirit's giving operates in our lives and what we need to do to receive love's blessings. God gives you His spiritual ideas, and in turn, they give you daily supplies. Never ask for tomorrow. It is enough that divine love is an ever-present help. And if you wait, never doubting, you will have all you need every moment. To my husband and me, this meant that our need wasn't money. Our need was to listen for the ideas that God was sending and then act on them. And that's what we did. Shortly, I was offered a job with the university in a very interesting way. "A miracle," proclaimed the head of the employment office. Then I learned that employee spouses were allowed to pay in-state tuition, which significantly reduced our university expenses. More blessings followed. We felt rich in every respect. While we were grateful to be on a better financial footing, we were most grateful for having gained a clearer understanding of God's constant supply of good. And this lesson is helping me pray to support those who may be in a similar precarious financial situation right now. God's good ideas are available to each of us, and as we listen for them, we can act on them.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.